This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
It's funny to me to see how all of this has developed. And I love it, man. I love it. I think it's fantastic what's going on with the Dolphins. I think it's refreshing too, on top of all of that, because we needed this. We've needed this for a long, long time. And finally, we got a team. Finally, we got a team we can trust, a team that can ball, a team that you can be proud of, a team you can trust. When was the last time you can trust the Dolphins? Right? It was the dude with the big chin walking the sidelines and the sunglasses. That was the last time you could trust the Dolphins. Listen to the word trust. I know there were moments after Shula left. Moments. Kind of reminds me of where we're at right now at Inter-Miami Stadium. That our team in its inaugural year has had moments. It has not been able to string together real good play for 90 minutes on a consistent basis. This team, you can trust. Talk about the Dolphins. You couldn't trust them under Tony Sperano. You couldn't trust them under Cam Cameron. You couldn't trust them under Jimmy Johnson. You couldn't trust them under Dave Wannstedt. Couldn't trust them under Adam Gase. Joe Philbin. It doesn't matter who the coach was. You could never trust the Dolphins, because if they weren't getting embarrassed in the playoffs by Jimmy, they weren't getting to the playoffs with many others. That's just the way it was. And it's been for 20 years, 25 years now, because we got to talk about Jimmy. The last time you trust the Dolphins was the day of Shula. And now I believe you can trust Brian Flores. I told you last year, it's a great year. I got to see the second year. I've seen enough.
Oh, you're finally by Flores?
I've seen more than enough. I think I bought him already earlier.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think I bought him earlier than that already. But it's just, once I know that your year wasn't a fluke, and now I know that you're better, and he had no offseason? That's the other thing I would love to. I don't think you start 0-2 if you actually have an offseason. That's how scary this team is. It's a good team, man. This is a good team. It's well constructed. And the process we thought was going to take 3-4 years, it's happening in year two. That's ridiculous. I would tell you, no, man, you can't be thinking about playoffs this year. Don't do that to yourself. You're just going to let yourself down. Now you can think playoffs. They're 6-3, dude. They got Denver next week. I think Drew Lock may not even play. Is that right? So if Drew Lock doesn't even play, you got the Jets after that. I mean, the games that are coming up, Denver, the Jets, and Cincinnati. Those are three wins. You got to win those three. That's 9-3. Then you play KC. Okay, 9-4. And I got to tell you something. They're not going to get blown out by KC. They're going to make that a game. Mark my words. Dolphins KC will be a game. They probably will lose, but they're going to lose a tight game. And I bet you KC ain't going to be favored by 10 points like they are against most teams. Watch. Watch. There'll be more respect because the Dolphins have corners. The Dolphins have a guy that can cover a tight end. You understand? It's a little different game now.
Got a pass rush too, man.
Yeah, well, definitely pass rush.
As soon as the ball snapped, we got three guys, 2-3 yards on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Second best pass rush right now in the last five games in the NFL. Then you play New England. That's a win. They're going to beat New England. They're going to shut down their run, which they couldn't last time. This time they will, and Cam ain't going to beat you with his arm. Come on. Come on. Come on. And then you got the Vegas Raiders. You can win that game. I know it's at Vegas. We were supposed to be there on your birthday. you know, unfortunately. 2020 has been such a bitch, dude. God, 2020 was going to be one of the greatest years of my entire life. Seriously. Outside of my daughter being born and marrying my wife, this was going to be probably the third best year of my life with the things we were going to do. Not just podcasting, but just all the other things that we had planned this year. And this, and on the 27th, we would have been in Vegas, you know, checking out some concerts and having a really good time. Wasn't there like a really good concert that we were going to in December in Vegas? Didn't we already have something planned? It's already been canceled.
Yeah, there was
something that we were like in December that we were looking forward to. I forgot what it was.
Man, you know what? There's so the list of concerts that we've missed has become so great. They kind of all hodgepodge together, okay?
Yeah, no, not only that, we were going to be working Rockville.
Well,
the podcast was going to be at Rockville, and we were going to be in the media tent, and we would have had several artists come by to, you know, say hi and interview, which
Metallica
would have been...
Metallica opening, twice. Closing Friday and Sunday with two different sets.
And I bet you we would have talked to somebody from Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
And during those days at the media tent. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, man? 2020, you don't normally say this like, you know, hey, let's time fly, blah, let's go. But, man, 2020 can't get the hell out of here fast enough.
Amen. Amen. But they've got Vegas and then at Buffalo. And they can beat Buffalo. I'm sorry. They're not unbeatable or anything like that. That's what I love about this Dolphin team. I can trust them. They're going to show up. They're going to play hard. And now they're going to win most of their games. That's pretty crazy, man. That's crazy to think anything like that right now. You can trust this team. That's awesome.